Father, tonight we are so grateful and thankful to you for your rich and powerful, strong blessing. Thank you when this world tried to create a crisis in our lives, grace is always there to catch us. Faith is there to work for us. Love is there to make sure everything goes according to what you said. So we bring our offering before you with a cheerful heart, full of faith, and we release it into the kingdom, into ground that's rich, fertile. And we release our faith with it, and we thank you that every need is supplied, because when we do this, you multiply our seed sown, and you increase the fruits of our righteousness. And we thank you that we come behind in nothing, but we have a full supply. And so, Father, tonight I thank you for supplying every need. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that household families have their need met, open above, rejoicing and giving thanks because of your great goodness. In Jesus' name. Thank you for your healing power flowing in our lives. Thank you for your favor that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you, Lord, that we walk under an open heaven. And your blessing continue to flow. Thank you, Father, for the many hearts and the many lives that are here tonight will never be the same again. I thank you that word find a place to abide in each heart tonight. And we give you praise and glory and thanks for it. Thank you. Nothing like having our need met over and above and rejoicing that we have lack of nothing. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. We love you and we praise you and bless you for taking good care of us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Anything else to come before us? Well, Father, we thank you for this people, your people, as we get ready to return to our place where we dwell. We thank you for safe traveling. We thank you for divine favor. And we thank you, Father, that you keep us in perfect peace because we have our mind on you and our trust in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Salvation. Salvation. Okay. Thank you. Amen. We like to make sure that we don't assume anything, but there may be someone viewing us tonight, live streaming, or maybe someone in the audience. And she will mention about liars. And Revelation said that that's one of the first people you find that'll be tossed into the lake of fire is the liars. But you know, grace, mercy, goodness, kindness has been extended. Redemption through Jesus Christ has been made available to all mankind. If you're here tonight, you don't have to live your life in shambles. You don't have to live your life in confusion. You don't have to try to live and don't know what to do. But Jesus has provided a way for everyone. So if you're not saved, we want to pray for you tonight. If you're backslidden, we want you to come back to Jesus. Amen, because he loves you. He died for you. And so we're going to pray a prayer. And that's you that's viewing us, pray with us, receive Jesus, and let him become your Lord. He's the only Lord that's real and true and faithful. 1 John 1:9 tells us how to do it, and that's what we're going to do. You have a mouth and you have a heart. You take your heart, you believe, and you take your mouth and you talk. And that's what we're going to do. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe with all my heart that you are the Son of God. And you told me, if I believe that with my heart and say it with my mouth, I'm saved. Jesus, I believe. I say what I believe, and I receive you now. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you. I said, Jesus, come in my heart, take my life, and you do something with it. And I thank you for it. I receive you now, and I make you my Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, I'm saved. Hallelujah. 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 And that's good for the ones already saved. I like that. I'm saved. Glory to God. I like to hear myself say it. Amen. Amen.